This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Moscow on a three-day visit that offers a strong political boost for Russian President Vladimir Putin as fighting in Ukraine grinds on, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China and Russia have described Xi's visit as part of efforts to further deepen their no-limits friendship. The Kremlin's welcomed China's peace plan for Ukraine and says it'll be discussed during Putin-Xi talks over dinner on Monday. Beijing has called for a ceasefire, but Washington strongly rejects the idea as the effective ratification of the Kremlin's battlefield aims. China looks to Russia as a source of oil and gas for its energy-hungry economy and as a partner in opposing what both see as American domination of global affairs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union countries on Monday agreed to a 2 billion euro plan to send 1 million artillery rounds to Ukraine over the next year by digging into their own stockpiles and teaming up to buy more shells.
The answer of the Council was clear. Ukraine can continue counting on the European Union.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who approved the plan, is to spend 1 billion euros on shells from stockpiles to get more supplies to Kyiv soon and 1 billion more on joint procurement. The joint procurement will be limited to companies from the EU and Norway, which has close economic ties to the bloc. President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence motion in the National Assembly on Monday, after bypassing the lower house to push through a deeply unpopular change to the pension system. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the Kenyan capital fired tear gas Monday at opposition supporters who were protesting the government and the high cost of living. Opposition leader Raila Odinga called for the protest Monday against President William Ruto, who he accuses of stealing last year's election. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Raila Odinga's supporters demonstrated in Nairobi and other parts of the country Monday, engaging police in running battles. The Odinga motorcade was also tear gas as it approached the Kenyatta International Conference Center. Protesters spoke of the high cost of living, alleged electoral irregularities, and alleged corruption in the government of President William Ruto. Kenyan police dispatched demonstrators in Nairobi with tear gas and water cannons, and at least one person was shot. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has determined that all sides in the brutal conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region committed war crimes and crimes against humanity. The move carries no immediate U.S. policy implications, but lends weight to such allegations to be prosecuted. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the determination on Monday, less than a week after he returned from a visit to Ethiopia, during which he met with Ethiopian government and Tigrayan officials, as well as victims of the conflict. Meanwhile, the northwestern U.S. state of Idaho is becoming the latest state in the nation to allow execution by firing squad. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
With issues surrounding the drugs for lethal injections, Idaho lawmakers have passed a bill that will allow a firing squad to execute an inmate as an alternative. There's one convict on death row who's had multiple postponements of his execution because the lethal injection drugs were not available. The Death Penalty Information Center says Mississippi, Utah, and Oklahoma also allow executions by firing squad. South Carolina passed a similar law, but it's on hold with a legal challenge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans went on the offensive on Monday against a possible criminal indictment against Donald Trump, launching an investigation into the New York City prosecutor who is probing allegations the former president paid hush money to a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. Three Republican committee chairmen sent a letter to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg seeking communications, documents, and testimony from him related to his investigation. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.